I was just this weekend at in Louisville, Kentucky, at GE Appliances has a facility called First Build, and it's a makerspace that is built around the idea of improving home appliances, and it's trying to attract makers from the public and schools and anybody. But they had a hackathon to invite teams to come in and work on creating a new kind of appliance or improving an appliance. And I was struck, these about 200 people showed up, you know, not just from Louisville, but really from Atlanta and Indianapolis, Columbus. And I was, you know, they started on a Saturday morning and finished on a Sunday afternoon, and teams of four or five people. And I was kind of just amazed at things like creating an iPhone app today is like something you do in your sleep. Like 4 or 5 years ago, we would have had hackathons just to do that. And so people are showing up able to do that. But now the iPhone app is connecting to an appliance and controlling the heat and getting other feedback and allowing them to do things. But the winning group over the weekend created an induction cooktop for the blind. And it was really fascinating of thinking about the whole design space in there and how to, you know, the conventional cooktop is flat and you can't tell. So they created recessed surfaces where the pans would fit, and then they created a new type of controls, and then voice activated the cooktop so that someone could both ask questions but also give commands to control it. So this is something that was done in, you know, like less than 48 hours, and it's pretty remarkable that the tools are there. And of course, there were GE engineers helping out and giving advice and things, and there was a whole fabrication shop there for them to, you know, make a new oven hood or a new stovetop. So it's the tools and the speed at which you can prototype today is pretty remarkable.